During our Friday night Heart Dweller Watchman intercession, some of us saw a blue cross in Mother Claire's skylight. It was lit up with Holy Spirit's blue fire and glowed brightly. While we were praying for the grace to correspond with the Lord's graces, I saw little blue fireballs flowing down from the cross onto all of us. Each fireball was filled with the grace. There was purity of mind and body, forgiveness, humility, detachment from the world, charity, obedience, resignation to the will of God, mortification of the senses, patience, love of our enemies, and long-suffering. I tried to get under the grace of patience. The Lord knows I need it. But the grace of long-suffering for the second time plopped me on the head. The first time Mother Claire randomly on a Sunday threw out graces to all of us, and sure enough, I caught the grace of long-suffering. It was very interesting when the grace landed on someone, it would burst open, and multicolored stardust would continue to envelop each of us. I've seen this before when we were having a tea party in heaven. The Lord said this is His way of continuing to bless us and equip us with what we need to stand firm to the end. So what we can glean from this is that when the Lord grants us a grace and we correspond, multiple blessings will follow and He will increase us. If we do not correspond, then God's favor is removed, and blessings and growth and holiness will not follow. Dear Heart Dwellers, let's prepare ourselves to work in union with Holy Spirit so that we can receive all the graces and virtues that the Lord has for us and which are most pleasing to Him in us. God's life, power, and righteousness given to us by unmerited favor should be greatly pursued and much sought after. It is through grace that God works effective change in our hearts and lives. Grace gives us a new life, which we should embrace and hold tightly in our hearts. We find in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need."